The reading is from Luke 14, verses 1, and then 7 through 14. Our time with Jesus went for a Sabbath meal and with one of the top leaders of the Pharisees. All the guests had their eyes on Jesus, watching his every move. He went to tell a story to the guests around the table, noticing how each had tried to elbow into the place of honor. Jesus said, when someone invites you to dinner, don't take the place of honor. Somebody more important than you might have been invited by the host. Then he'll have to come and call you out in front of everyone. You're in the wrong place. The place of honor, this place of honor belongs to this man. Embarrassed, you will have to make your way to the very last table, the only place left. When you're invited to dinner, go and sit at the last place. Then when the host comes, he may very well say, hey, friend, come on up front. That will give the dinner guest something to talk about. What I'm saying is, if you walk around all high and mighty, you're going to end up flat on your face. But if you're content to be simply yourself, you'll become more than yourself. Then Jesus turned to the host, the next time you put on a dinner, don't just invite your friends and family and rich neighbors, the kind of people who will return the favor. Invite some people who never get invited out, the misfits, the wrong side of the tracks. You'll be and experience a blessing. They won't be able to return the favor, but the favor will be returned. Oh, how returned at the resurrection of God's people. And be yourself. That was the title today. And if you read that again, let me just read the key verse. But if you're content to be simply yourself, you'll become more than yourself. Last week, I remember with Paul, I said I had heard a song on the way down. And I remember saying, we put up fronts, fake fronts for different people. This is who I am when you're around. This is who I am in this class and that one or whatever. So we I remember that because that's what I used to do in high school and college. It's like, I'll be what you want me to be so I can get my A. Read the teacher, get your A. It's all, but you aren't really yourself. You're doing things that's going to make someone else happy, and that's not going to make you happy. In the long run, sooner or later, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to know. You're going to forget and not see God's blessings. So you got to turn to yourself and say, hey, I need to be me. How do I do that? And how do you become yourself? Well, you could do what I do every morning. And we say often here, keep repeating yourself, I am wonderfully and uniquely made in the image of God, and that's enough. And if you want, you can add, and I'm filled with God's love to share with those around me. May I do so each and every day. Because being yourself means, hey, this is who I am. And as you deal with other people, you're showing them who you are. And like it says here, if you see someone in need, hey, go ahead and try helping them out. They could use that. If you see someone, and if they're up for it, I always like to put that in there. If they're willing to be helped, offer. When I go out of here, there's a man, and I didn't have water last week. I totally forgot the packet. And I said, I'm sorry. He said, well, I just got a cold water from somebody else, so that's okay. So I said, I have a dollar. That's all I had. I said, here. And he was very happy. He says, I was hoping I'd see you for water, but someone else did it today. Dollar's fine. Because I see him almost every Sunday on the same corner, and I always make sure what? I try to make sure I have a cold water for him. You see, I don't expect to get that favor back to me. I am trying to share God's love with this person. I want them to know that it's not me, it's generosity on God's part. That's how I'm doing it. I'm just wanting to be there and to support people. I've done that almost my whole life. See a need and meet it. See a need and meet it. I have that tendency to be able to. It's just a natural gift. I've done it in offices, other places. One of the biggest, it's a small thing, but because we use a copier, I will go in the mornings before everybody gets there and fill up the copier, so they don't worry about it, usually throughout the day. It just always seems to have paper. It's a miracle. Anybody need to leave? Okay. Trying to figure out what fell down at me. But isn't it the little things? I mean, there's stuff we can do every day to share God's love with people. And it's true with the homeless. We always encourage you to have food or snacks or drinks or something, because we never know what's got them on the street, and we never know what they'll use the money for. As much as we want them to buy food, they may not. That's why you provide food. You provide water. It's our way of saying, I don't want to contribute to any bad habits you may have, but I still love you enough to offer food and nourishment. So, when you think about yourself, how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as really good at something, so you keep doing that thing, but yet you're not 100% in it? You'd like to be this person? I remember when I was younger, I wanted to paint. My Uncle Joe, he didn't have any, he had two boys, he didn't have any girls, and he'd spoil me when he come around. He said, what do you like to do? I said, I like to learn to paint. And he bought me a painting kit and a couple canvases. I have no idea what happened to those. I assume I used them until they were up and then they were done, but I loved it. And when did I start doing it again? I was 55, 10 years ago. I finally went back to painting. Someone said, hey, they got those bring your own bottle where you come in and they have something, somebody's going to instruct you how to paint, a very easy painting, and you drink and have fun with friends. And I painted a canoe that actually looked like a canoe, and everyone said, oh, that's fantastic. I said, well. And then I started painting because, wow, I can do that thing I wanted to do. The world's not going to stand in my way. Because, let's face it, you want to become an actor, an actress, an artist, a musician, it has hard times in front of you if you're really dedicated to that. Because only a few people make it. So I was brought up to what? Have something you can fall back on. So I became what? The computer nerd, office manager. And I teach. I love teaching. I come here and teach you every chance I get on Sundays. On Bible study nights, you'll come along and we'll teach some more. We need to take our gifts and use them. We need to identify our gifts and not hide them. My artistic side, I hid it for years. I need to come out and say, no, I am an artist. And start reflecting that in some paintings. How about you? Something you're good at you haven't done in a while because the world got in the way? Do you want it to be part of yourself? Do you want it to show that you have these things inside you can share, but haven't been because you've been either discouraged doing it or something else has come in place? You see, being yourself is not easy. We have too much of the world coming along and telling us how we're supposed to be. And unfortunately, most of us listen to them. Stop listening to them. Start evaluating yourself. Who are you? What do you like to do? Remember, God accepts you right where you're at, even your fake fronts you put on for others. God knows your heart. Now the challenge comes in is for you to what? Let the world see that heart, the same heart God sees. That will bring great blessings unto you and others around you. So hopefully that will encourage you, this prayer, that one sentence, be content to simply be yourself, and you'll have more blessings than you ever thought possible. Hope you have a good week.